This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Strip malls, with all apologies to strip mall devotees, aren't many people's idea of enduring architecture. They can be unsightly, yes, but they are undeniably economically essential. Houston, Texas has its share of distinguished buildings and public spaces, of course, but it also, after 60-plus years of car-centric development, has strip malls in its DNA. Strip malls that are home to thousands of small businesses serving an increasingly diverse population. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has that one.
I get out of my car at a strip mall on Hillcroft Street, a six-lane road that cuts through West Houston.
It's actually really lively out here. There's a lot of foot traffic.
Meeting me here is Jesus Basalo, architect and Rice University professor, who calls this a pretty typical two-story retail space. Simple, boxy, with a little flair, like white columns.
Spanish Revival, beige stucco, and ceramic tiles for the roofs.
There's an empanada place, a nail salon, a quinceañera dress shop.
So in the end, it's a very expedient thing that can be slapped together very quickly.
The street is lined with developments like this one.
There's a cacophony of signs, traffic lanes, hedges, and small buildings, right? And it just layers to a vibrant but chaotic environment.
This area is pretty typical of Houston, a driver city with no zoning restrictions. Basalo says it was once cheap farmland that was developed quickly by newcomers.
People were moving here from the Rust Belt to work in the oil and gas economy.
Greater Houston now has more than 1,800 retail strip buildings. That's hundreds more than L.A. or Chicago, according to real estate firm Colliers. Hannah Tosh is a retail analyst there.
Houston is one of America's most affordable and prosperous cities.
That means people have more disposable income, which is good for retail.
I mean, you could argue that that means more to your average strip mall retailer than, you know, an upscale shopping center.
It also means affordable retail spaces, which make it easier to go ahead and open up that halal grocery store or hookah bar. University of Houston economist Vikram Maheshri says that benefits consumers, too.
We enjoy the fruits of all that variety here.
He also says the simple design of strip malls allows them to shapeshift as neighborhood demographics change.
You'll drive by a place and you'll think, that looks like it was a big box retailer, but now it's a wedding venue. Or that looks like it used to be a grocery store and now it's a mosque. And so I think that there's something very modular about strip malls that allow them to sort of have second and third lives.
And some of these businesses last for decades. Back at the two-story strip mall, Iret Delgado has been running Marinés Empanadas for 33 years and has seen tenants come and go.
There used to be another Middle East food in the corner.
Her business has grown from 2 employees to 14. Rent has gone up a lot over the years, but she says she's stuck around because of her loyal customer base.
Yeah, and we got a nice parking lot, and the people come in and parking and get your food. And also we got a lot of, you know, office buildings, and they come in for lunch, for dinner.
Her Colombian comfort food is just one of the options on Hillcroft. There's also pupusas, biryani, pho, Jesus Basalo again.
The type of vibrancy that you find in the local communities in Houston, it's really amazing, and it's partially because of the affordability and availability of spaces such as strip malls.
They're not visually appealing, but they have value. And Houston is just one sprawling American city lined with these cement strips that consumers return to again and again. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.